Hi, audio boot. It's Adrian at Servostream. So it's Saturday morning. I think it's the 1st of February, 2014. So I'm just going on a local walk. I've only done a couple of miles this week, so I need to get my fitness levels back up while the sun's shining. Quite cold as well this morning. It's in the local cemetery. Hope you can hear the wind noise. There, too much buffering. So I was listening to a few boos this week. So I want to give you a few thoughts on what I've been listening to. The first one was a mining blog. Paul O'Mahony, and you've got a dilemma on whether to put some of his business orientated output on his personal audio boo channel. Now, I know you've had a few responses. I've commented on the boo, and I just thought I'd add an audio response to it. I think if you were to use the hashtag at the beginning of your boo, doesn't really matter what the hashtag is. I know you put one up, I think it was yesterday, at the end. See, I tend to use hashtags when I'm deciding what to listen to and when to listen to it. Now, I said in my comment on that particular boo you put out, that I tag my boos with hashtags depending on what they are. So for instance, my travelogue boos, I know some people don't particularly like a travelogue boo. So if you hashtag something at the beginning, then it immediately alerts the listener to whether they listen to it or not, or maybe listen to it at a different time. So I use McCulkin as an example. He's sharing my shower sequence of music. I'll often save those up and listen to them in one go. So I won't listen to them every day. I'll listen to them two or three times a week, and I'll queue them up in a player. I listen to my boos via an RSS feeder app in Android. I'm not quite sure of the name at the moment. Beyond Pod, I think it's called. Where basically everybody I follow, I go to their RSS feed and set up a playlist. And then when I open the app, I just do a refresh and it automatically brings in a list of updated boos. And then I can manually go into each feed and then just add them to the playlist, and then I've got myself a little playlist. A bit like my own radio station, I suppose. And then once I've played them, then they get removed from the playlist. So I can then manually select a series of boos that I want to listen to in one go. So I'll go to McColgan's feed and I'll listen to his morning thoughts. But I won't necessarily listen to his shower tunes until later on in the week. And then at some point I'll go back to his feed when I'm in the mood. And I'll just tap on the right button and it will automatically go into the player. I can then select the player to go on continuous. And I'm off. So if you were to do a business orientated or series of business orientated boos, I would possibly do that once a week. So that's really my thought on Armani blog and his dilemma on his business boos. Whichever route you choose, do let us know where you go to with it, so we can all follow. So So they can be just in these things, give you a different perspective on life sometimes. But I think we can all become insulated in our own little worlds that we occupy. And it's nice to occasionally to listen to something you possibly wouldn't normally listen to. So that was that. I need to do an update on this new machine we've had at work. Yesterday, the 31st of January, was the first proper training day that I had. It's essentially the same machine that I was running before. Slightly different, it's got drawers on it. So it means that we can print different stocks out of different drawers. Whereas before, we had one big paper feeder. And you'd have to print one job and then the next job. With this now, you can queue up a few different jobs and different materials and then print them all in one go. Just more efficient. It means we can save time a bit further down the line. For instance, we did a job yesterday. It was three different booklets. And the outer sheet of the booklet was on a different stock. As before, we had to print the two items separate. So the inner text pages would have been on a thinner stock, and then the outer cover would have been on a thicker stock. So we were able to print that in one go, so they all came and collated. So it was a case of the finishing department just trimming them down and sending them through the booklet maker, which creases and folds and staples and cuts the edges off, and you get a finished book. So I think probably by the end of next week I'll have it pretty much sussed. We'll get engineers coming in the early part of next week just to really babysit the machine, just to identify any faults that we encounter and just make sure it's running okay. And then at some point in April I'll be off to Barcelona for a few days. So that's really my update on the training. I've been enjoying the series of booze on cars, listening to Daylight Gambler and his tales of woe with his Land Rovers. Been there, done that, Phil. I had four Land Rovers, I had a Range Rover, a Discovery and two Land Rovers, and they were all as unreliable as each other. So that was an expensive period of motoring. But I think I've only had 18 cars. I wrote a list down last night. I think 20 was slightly optimistic. But even so, that's 18 cars in 27 years. That's one every 18 months, roughly. I just get bored of cars. I buy a car and I'll keep it for a couple of years and I think, well, I need something else now. I suppose I'll never stop. And that's for Dean Reed and his little drone that's escaped into the wilds. It's a damn shame. The brief meeting we had and the quick flying session we had at Elan Park out of Christmas. Fantastic little bit of fun. It's a shame it's possibly gone for good. I'll tell you a tale actually. The chap I play snooker with, he's in a model flying club and they have a flying field down on the edge of South Birmingham near a place called Alf Church, and there's a farmer that lets them use one of his fields. At the end of one of the field is the canal, the Worcester to Birmingham canal, and one summer's evening we all went down to have a look at the flying, and this chap had just built himself a new model plane. It was his first flight, and as you can imagine what happened, he went up and he flew it around a few times and he took it a little bit further down to the bottom of the field where there's a hedgerow. Right beyond the hedgerow was the canal, and he lost contact with this new plane he spent a month or two building, and it disappeared over the hedgerow, and there was a chap at the bottom of the field retrieving his plane, and he come back, he said, I've just heard a splash, I think it's gone into the canal. And that was the end of that. First flight as well. So it happens to the best of us, doesn't it, really? Who else have I been listening to? Mine's gone blank. Ian Cath. He's off to Singapore. Heard his latest boo last night about the bit of argy-bargy that they had with the bosses. I feel you pay there, Ian, actually, having to do something that you want to do. I've had to do many things over the years that hasn't been my fault, and you have to sort somebody else out. But I guess that's the way it goes, isn't it? But as you said, you're a bit more optimistic last night than you were the first time. So I hope you do get to do a bit of sightseeing. I know it'll be hard work, but if you can get your head down and clear the backlog of it, then you get a day or so to have a soak up the sights, that'd be good. Good to hear some of the audio if you manage to get doing any. That's about it, really. I'm just going for a walk in the local cemetery. I'm doing a complete lap of the cemetery. Mate, because it's there are not many cars. I wanted a bit of fresh air. So next week I'm going to be busy with this machine. I'll say all one word as finishes course. So now I'd be glad to be back in the clutch of his family. Taking it back to normal. Well, I do understand what you mean about being in a routine. Sometimes my life lacks a bit of structure, and you tend to drift a bit and float. Especially when you're in a strange bed in a strange environment. But once you get into it, you become used to the routine, I think, sometimes. So reduce some more of this awful weather this weekend. And I'm sick of the rain too. Everything you touch and you go out for a walk and you have to spend half an hour cleaning your boots off because they're just clagged up with mud. So I think I'm going to have to limit my walking activities for the next month at least to urban walks, catching where I can. So that's been a bit of a ramble this morning, a bit of a catch-up, rambly type walking outdoor boo. A little bit of birdsong there. So, hope you have all a good weekend. The weather stays dry. Once again, thanks for listening. And we'll catch you in the next boom.